This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the leaders of the Group of Seven industrial powers by video conference Tuesday, thanking them for their support and pleading for more help. A day after Russia hit his country with more than 80 missiles, and as attacks continue, Zelensky asked leaders to, quote, help financially with the creation of an air shield for Ukraine, end quote. The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says missile attacks by Russia's armed forces against civilian infrastructure across several cities in Ukraine Monday could amount to war crimes. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN reports Russian attacks on nearly a dozen cities, including Kyiv, Dnipro, and Zaporizhia, have killed at least 20 civilians and injured more than 100. UN monitors say the series of attacks appears to have been coordinated. They say the location and timing of the strikes, when people were commuting to work and taking children to school, is particularly shocking. UN Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shandasani says critical civilian infrastructure, including at least 12 energy facilities, were targeted. She notes some of these facilities may be indispensable for the survival of the civilian population just ahead of the cold winter months.
We have to stress that intentionally directing attacks against civilians and civilian objects, that is, objects which are not military objectives, amount to a war crime.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
If you'd like more on any of these stories or any of the stories we're covering today, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. Just